It was many ages before the earth was shaped that the mist world was made, and midmost within it lies the well that is called Hesgelmir, from which sprung the rivers. Yet first was the world in the southern region, which was named Muspel. It is light and hot. That region is glowing and burning, and impassable to such as are outlanders, and have not their holdings there. He who sits there at the land's end, to defend the land, is called Surtir. He brandishes a flaming sword, and at the end of the world he shall go forth and harry, and overcome all the gods, and burn all the world with fire.
Then said Gangleri, "What tidings are to be told concerning Ragnarok?" Har answered, "Great tidings are to be told of it, and much. The first is this, that there shall come the winter, which is called the Awful Winter. In that time snow shall drive from all quarters, frosts shall be great then, and winds sharp. There shall be no virtue in the sun. Those winters shall precede 3 in succession, and no summer in between. But first shall come 3 other winters, such that over all the world there shall be mighty battles. In that time brothers shall slay each other for greed's sake, and none shall spare father or son in manslaughter and in incest." So it says in Völuspá. "Brothers shall strive and slaughter each other. Own sisters' children shall sin together. Ill days among men, many a whoredom, an axe age, a sword age, shields shall be cloven, a wind age, a wolf age, ere the world totters." Then shall happen what seem great tidings. The wolf shall swallow the sun, and this shall seem to men a great harm. Then the other wolf shall seize the moon, and he also shall work great ruin. The stars shall vanish from the heavens. Then shall come to pass these tidings also. All the earth shall tremble so, that trees shall be torn up from the earth, and the crags fall to ruin, and all fetters and bonds shall be broken and rent. Then shall Fenris Wolf get loose, then the sea shall gush forth upon the land, because the Midgard serpent stirs in giant wrath and advances on the land. Then that too shall happen that Nakfar shall be loosened, the ship which is so named. It is made of dead men's nails, wherefore a warning is desirable, that if a man die with unshorn nails, that man adds much material to the ship Nakfar, which gods and men were fain to have finished late. Yet in this sea flood Nakfar shall float. Fenris Wolf shall advance with gaping mouth, and his lower jaw shall be against the earth, but the upper against heaven. He would gape yet more if there were room for it. Fires blaze from his eyes and nostrils. The Midgard serpent shall blow venom, so that he shall sprinkle all the air and water, and he is very terrible, and shall be on one side of the wolf. In this din shall the heavens be cloven, and the sons of Muspel ride thence. Surtir shall ride first, and both before him and after him burning fire. His sword is exceeding good. From it radiance shines brighter than from the sun. When they ride over Bifrost, then the bridge shall break, as has been told before. The sons of Muspel shall go forth to that field which is called Vigrid. Thither shall come Fenris Wolf also, and the Midgard serpent. Then Loki and Hymir shall come there also, and with him all the Rime giants. All the champions of Hel follow Loki, and the sons of Muspel shall have a company by themselves, and it shall be very bright. The field Vigrid is 100 leagues wide, each way. When these tidings come to pass, then shall Heimdall rise up and blow mightily in the Jarlahorn and awaken all the gods, and they shall hold counsel together. Then Odin shall ride to Mimir's well and take counsel of Mimir for himself and his host. Then the ash of Yggdrasil shall tremble, and nothing then shall be without fear in heaven or earth. Then shall the Aesir put on their war weeds and all the champions and advance to the field. Odin rides first with the gold helmet and a fair burnie and his spear which is called Gungnir. He shall go forth against Fenris Wolf, and Thor stands on his other side and can be of no avail to him, because he shall have his hands full to fight against the Midgard serpent. Freyr shall contend with Sutir, and a hard encounter shall there be between them before Freyr falls. It is to be his death that he lacks that good sword of his which he gave to Skirnir. Then shall the dog Garmir be loosed, which is bound before Nipa's cave. He is the greatest monster. He shall do battle with Tyr, and each become the other's slayer. Thor shall put to death the Midgard serpent, and shall stride away 9 paces from that spot. Then shall he fall dead to the earth because of the venom which the snake has blown at him. The wolf shall swallow Odin. That shall be his ending. But straight thereafter shall Vidar stride forth and set 1 foot upon the lower jaw of the wolf. On that foot he has the shoe, materials for which have been gathering throughout all time. They are the scraps of leather which men cut out of their shoes at toe or heel. Therefore he who desires in his heart to come to the Aesir's help should cast those straps away. With 1 hand he shall seize the wolf's upper jaw and tear his gullet asunder. And that is the death of the wolf. Loki shall have battle with Heimdall, and each shall be the slayer of the other. Then straightway shall Sutir cast fire over the earth and burn all the world. High blows Heimdall, the horn is aloft. Odin communes with Mimir's head. Trembles Yggdrasil's towering ash. The old tree wails when the Etin is loosed. What of the Aesir? What of the elf folk? All Jotunheim echoes. The Aesir are at council. The dwarves are groaning before their stone doors. Wise in rock walls, wit ye yet or what? Hymir sails from the east, the sea floods onward. The monstrous beast twists in mighty wrath. The snake beats the waves, the eagle is screaming. The gold neb tears corpses, Naglfar is loosed. From the east sails the keel, come now Muspel's folk. Over the sea waves, and Loki steereth. There are the warlocks, all with the wolf. With them is the brother of Bileister faring. Surtir fares from southward with switch-eating flame. On his sword shimmers the sun of the war gods. The rocks are falling, and fiends are reeling. Heroes tread hellway. Heaven is cloven. Then to the goddess a second grief cometh, when Odin fares to fight with the wolf, and Beli's slayer, the bright god with Sutir, there must fall Frigg's beloved. Odin's son goeth to strife with the wolf, Vidar speeding to meet the slaughter beast. The sword in his hand to the heart he thrusteth, of the fiend's offspring avenged is his father. Now goeth Hlodin's glorious son, not in flight from the serpent, of fear unheeding. All the earth's offspring must empty the homesteads when furiously smiteth Midgard's defender. The sun shall be darkened, earth sinks in the sea, glide from the heaven the glittering stars. Smoke reek rages and reddening fire, the high heat licks against heaven itself.